This is the KPTZ Compass, your local news magazine for the Northeast Olympic Peninsula. This week on A Compass, Port Townsend's glamour girl tells us how she conquered some personal struggles, launched a highly successful business in town, and now helps others succeed in their own lives. So join us as we go inside the compass. Danielle Golmakoff is well known around Port Townsend as owner of the Glamour Girl Hair Salon near the water on Washington Street. She's a skilled stylist and a glamour girl herself, but what most people don't know is that she's also a nutrition expert and a life coach. When she sat down in her own salon to speak with KPTZ, we didn't know that her story began with some big personal hurdles of her own. You own the Glamour Girl Salon business here in Port Townsend, but you're so much more than just a business owner. You're also a life coach, a nutrition expert, a mother of two, the wife of Golmakoff Mobile Marine Service owner Owen Golmakoff, and so much more. Let's explore some of your interests, starting with the life coaching endeavor. I'm interested in that. How did you get into that?
It started about 5 years ago with my own health journey and wanting to just explore more of how I could be my healthiest self and help turn my daughter's health around, because she was having some health issues at 5 years old. And it just, one thing led to another, and the more that I learned, the more passionate I became about it. And then right after my son was born, I was dealing with a lot of postpartum depression and reached out to one of my friends that was a life coach and joined one of her challenge groups online. And it was just what I needed to help get me over that hurdle and start focusing more on myself. And I was like, oh, I could do this too. And that's when it all started. It was just developing and creating that online presence to help women better themselves, know that they are worthy and able to take care of themselves first. Because so often, a lot of times, moms don't take care of themselves first, and our health is the first to suffer because of that. So
tell us a little more about the life coaching business, the name of it. Say people are listening to this and they want your help. What do they do?
Oh, well, I have a website, DanielleGolmakoff.com, or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram under Danielle Golmakoff. I host all this online, and I do over the phone or web, like video chat kind of coaching. So it involves a program called the 2B Mindset, and what it is, it's about food freedom, health and nutrition, and intuitive eating. So we're not focused on dieting, we're focused on healthy mindset and healthy lifestyle, and the byproduct of that is weight loss. Once you have your mindset at a healthier place, you can make healthier decisions for yourself and for your family and just live a healthier life.
And what's the name of the life coaching business?
Faithfully Fit Foundation.
Faithfully Fit Foundation. And for our listeners who didn't have a pencil ready when you said your website, can you spell DanielleGolmakoff.com?
Yeah, so it's www.DanielleGolmakoff.com. And if you just Google Danielle Golmakoff, I'll come up, pop up on Facebook or through the website.
And what would be an example of the sorts of problems someone might be experiencing in their life that you could help them with?
Really just getting back to the basics of healthy habits. It's the new year, so a lot of people are really gung-ho about it, but in about February to June, we really fall out of those healthy habits just because life gets really busy, kids are getting out of school, or we just feel downright defeated of that we're not seeing the results. And so I help with consistency, accountability, encouragement, and really just helping people think outside the box when it comes to what they need for a healthy lifestyle, because it's not a fad diet and it's not any type of weight loss pills. It's usually, you know, water first and veggies most, and keeping in mind how that's going to serve you in your daily life.
Tell our listeners a little about your history.
I was homeschooled all my life. Oh. I lived in Goldendale, Washington before I met my husband, and that was just a 3-year stint. And before that, I was in the Dalles, Oregon. And then before that, Wyoming and California. And then I was born in Wyoming, Gillette, Wyoming. So I moved up here in 2002 after I met my husband, and then we got married in 2003.
And I didn't realize that you met Owen before you moved to Port Townsend. Is that correct? Or did you move because of Owen?
Yes, I did. I met him through a mutual friend, actually his best buddy, who his mom lived in Golden Dawn and his dad lives here in Port Townsend. And so that's how Owen met him, was through Port Townsend, their dads working together. And then Owen came down and visited, and that was that.
Love at first sight?
Yes, definitely.
Ah. Since you mentioned Owen, tell us about Golmokoff Mobile Marine Service. What does Owen do, and how did he come into that business?
He has always been in the marine industry because his dad was in the marine industry. They moved up here in the 90s, or in 1990, and his dad started Golmokoff Marine. And then it grew to quite a large corporation, Golmokoff Marine, in the Boat Haven. He sold that, and Owen continued to work for the new owners for about 5 years. But he eventually left what was then Gold Star and went out on his own. And then over the last 8 years has continued to grow his mobile business and grow his clientele.
What does he actually do?
Oh, all systems marines. He subcontracts with a lot of people around here for like woodwork, fiberglassing, but he does a lot of the electrical system, all mechanics, so he can, you know, take an engine out and put a new engine in. He just had a really amazing job where he fabricated a whole new gas tank system, fuel system for this boat, which if you own a boat, you know that boats are built around the engine, not vice versa. So it's not easy just to put in new gas tanks or put in a new engine. You pretty much have to tear apart the boat and then put it back together again. And so he fabricated these, I'm very proud of him for this. He fabricated these gas tanks, fuel tanks, in a way where he could put them in one at a time and that they would work efficiently and longevity-wise.
So who's more famous in Port Townsend? Which Golmokoff? Danielle or Owen?
I think it depends on what community you're in. I know that he's like, people are always waving at me and I have no idea who they are, and it's usually women. So I would say that like in the just women community, I probably am more well-known. But if you have a boat, then you definitely know Owen.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start cutting hair?
When I was 12 years old, my dad was frustrated with the barber and my mom was too. And so he sat with a mirror and in our kitchen, and I taught me how to cut his hair. And then that really worked to my advantage because I was able to cut all my guy friends' hair through high school.
Good way to meet guys.
Yes. Or just keep them. And like, I wasn't allowed to date, but I could cut their hair. So it was a good way for us to hang out.
And then when did you start doing it professionally?
I went to school in 2005 or 2006. And my daughter was born in 2007. So I really knew that I wanted to be a hairstylist just for the family component of being able to have a flexible schedule so that I could be a mom, but also have a career that would provide income.
Now, the stereotype of hairstylists is that they're often the most well-informed citizens in a small town because it seems like everyone wants to confide in their stylist. Is there some truth to that?
There is. And there's a lot of people that sit in the chair and just need to talk. And so you become their therapist as well. And that's what really led me to the life coaching too, is just I wanted a more controlled area where I could give guidance and have it more in a written form, or that scenario where people are asking and they're like able to take notes, than just behind my chair. But yes, the therapists and hairstylists, they run very like close together.
Have you thought about what would be the best approach? And since you're actually doing life coaching, I suppose I know the answer to this already, but I'm wondering if sometimes just being able to talk about things and get it off your chest, whether you give advice or not, might be very helpful to a lot of people. But also maybe some people look for advice. How do you balance that?
That's a really hard one, because by personality, I'm a fixer. And so I love to fix problems. And so one of the personal growth things that's really happened over the last 3 years of owning this online coaching business is that I've become a lot better listener. I've learned that over-talking the problem is not helpful, and giving too much advice at one time is really not beneficial. And so there's a lot of listening and then keeping it short and sweet of what they can do to better it. And it's just about simplicity and consistency. And so not always having to solve the problem when somebody's talking, and not always feeling like you have to give the advice, because that's just that's not beneficial sometimes.
This is a personal question, but I'm wondering if you enjoy hearing these things and being well informed on the gossip around the community, or if it's a burden in some way. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't enjoy gossip at all. I think it makes you walk away feeling kind of dirty and just not, it's not uplifting or beneficial. I think if somebody needs to talk about their personal problems and you can be an avenue towards health and healing in that, that's really empowering. If somebody's just sitting and just really being negative about the people in their life, I try to find a positive and turn it around because it can be quite a burden. And before I learned how to manage that, it was quite overwhelming.
What are the things about your job that you love the most?
Helping people, I think, is the biggest thing. Providing a solution, whether it's with their hair or with their health, being able to facilitate change with hair or with health has been really amazing. And being able to combine both things with hair and health in the products that I use for the client so that they're getting a really healthy experience and not getting overwhelmed with chemicals and toxins when they sit in my chair.
And that leads to the next question. What do you dislike about your job? And a thought occurred to me that maybe being, especially as a person who is committed to a clean, healthy lifestyle, are you not surrounded by chemicals all the time?
There's our colors and products that are getting better and better and more stylist focused. So the products that I use, because I have become more health conscious, I've really changed the way that I do business here in the salon. The hair care product that I use called Surface is very natural based and with natural occurring products and chemicals and essential oils that once they become heated with the, like I'm blow drying somebody's hair out and I'm hitting it with the hot blow dryer, that's becoming a fume and a vapor. And so when I breathe it in, it's not toxic or going to cause me health problems in the future. Because I really believe that's where some of my health issues were coming from, was all the chemicals that I was dealing with. And my skin was having a really hard time bouncing back from a busy week in the salon. But now I don't have those issues.
It seems like cutting and coloring hair was never enough for you. You've already mentioned the life coaching business. You had some other side endeavors along the way, at least one involving nutrition. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I started out with just online accountability groups with health and fitness, of just getting people into exercise, getting them into an accountability group. And I've taken that one step further with being able to actually mentor somebody with their nutrition. And anybody can exercise. You can go for a walk, and a lot of people just naturally crave that type of movement and motion. Where people are getting discouraged now that I'm more into this and more attuned is that nutrition is really 80% of all weight loss. That's really where it happens, is with nutrition. And so many people just don't know how to eat healthy because we've been so brainwashed by the fad diets. Back in the 90s, everything was low fat, which was actually very detrimental to our bodies because the low fat had extreme amounts of sugar to make it taste good, because fatty foods just taste really amazing by themselves. And so when you extract the fat, you have to make it taste better. And so people's bodies were actually being deprived of an amazing source of nutrition through the fat. And now you have it swinging the total other way, where everybody's like obsessed with fat. Not like being fat, but like the keto diet is just a remake on the Atkins diet, if I can say that with love and grace and not make anybody feel bad. But there needs to be a balance, because there's so many good things with all the food. And that's where I really love where I've landed with the 2B mindset, because it is all about food freedom. And there's no foods that you can't eat. You know, you have those two camps of the no-no foods and the yes foods. And really where I'm coming from a mindset of that any type of whole food, whether it be a vegetable, a fruit, all different types of protein, whether it be animal protein or plant-based protein, is meant to give our body sources of fuel and energy. And there's foods that actually create energy in our body or deplete energy in our body. And so just being able to educate people on the things of the processed foods will actually remove energy from your body and make you more hungry and overeat, because your body's craving energy. And so processed foods have no energy sources within them. And so they'll actually keep the problem going of the weight gain, because you're just not feeding yourself the nutrition. So that's what I love about this nutrition program that I'm offering.
When you say offering, is that part of your life coaching or is that a separate entity, this nutrition business?
Well, I'm not a certified life coach, so it's more of just an online coaching mentoring program that I offer. And it all ties in together because I don't do one without the other because I feel that everybody could use help with their nutrition. And like myself, I ate really, really healthy and I ate pretty much a whole food-based diet before I started this program. And what I found for myself is that I really needed to work on my mindset because I was still stuck in the dieting mentality and the scale was always dictating my moods throughout the day. Whether it would be a weight loss day, I'd be all happy and I would almost self-sabotage with eating more and indulging more. Or if it was a weight gain on the scale, I would just be in a negative place and so then I would self-sabotage again and just have negative eating behaviors, habits. And so with walking through the 2B mindset, it's really helped me with my mindset on food, nutrition, how I view my body, and how I view the food that I'm putting into my body, and helped me with healthy habits that I can be consistent with.
We're speaking with Danielle Golmakoff, owner of the Glamour Girl Salon business here in Port Townsend. And as you can tell from what we've just been talking about, she's so much more than a hairstylist. And I'm wondering how you developed this interest in healthy nutrition because you're a young, healthy woman. You would think, like when I was a young, healthy man, I didn't think much about what I was eating because I didn't think I had an issue. How did you get interested in this?
I had a health issue that I was losing pigment in my skin and my hair was falling out and I was about 25, 30 pounds overweight and I was unhappy. I was dealing with depression on a regular basis. I went and saw a dermatologist and the dermatologist literally tossed some cortisone cream samples at me and said, if you decide to take this, I want to see you in 3 months, and wrote a prescription and that was it. And I was like, there's got to be more to this because I don't want to put a Band-Aid on it and I don't want to mask it. I want to find out why my body is doing this. And she goes, oh, well, your mom has it and if her grandpa had it, then it's probably genetics. And just, oh, well, that doesn't feel very good. Like, you're supposed to be like the leading expert on skincare and like in skincare, yes, but not internally what's going on. So I had that issue. It led me to really cleaning up my diet. 20 pounds just melted off. And I also trained for a triathlon, one of the women's triathlon sprints that was going on in Seattle at the time. And it was just a huge switch on the way I was living life before to the way I'm living life now. And it was really a catalyst for me to get healthy because you can look healthy on the outside, but really nobody can really see what's going on mentally or the struggles on the inside with autoimmune and all that stuff. So I've actually seen repigment come back into my skin and I started seeing a naturopath and she led me into some really important supplements that my body was missing and has since then helped me with hormone balance. And you know, before you know, I feel way healthier just because I've dug a little bit deeper in it for the long haul of figuring out like healthy habits to help my body heal.
Now, I don't want to undercut your business by giving away secrets right now, but I'm sure a lot of listeners are thinking, okay, if you could give us just a few words of advice about healthy nutrition and exercise, what would they be? What are the key things that would benefit just about anybody?
I would love to do that. So the basic thing is just start. Just do something, right? Because we always feel a little overwhelmed when we go to look at our health because one thing always leads to another. And sometimes when you start something, it opens Pandora's box. So I just say, focus on moving your body mindfully every single day, whether it be a 15-minute walk, taking a yoga class that you've always wanted to take, getting that gym membership, even though it might sound scary. There's lots of home options for like streaming online workouts. I use one personally that I love. There's multiple workouts that I can do depending on what mood I'm in. There's programs I can do to help keep me consistent. But the biggest thing is just start doing something now and don't start everything at one time. So if you are feeling like you're not getting enough water in, I encourage you to set timers on your phone and just be consistent with drinking water every day and have a goal. Getting in bed at a decent hour, not staying up, you know, binge watching shows until 12 a.m. When you have to get up at 6 a.m. That's not healthy. So getting in bed and making sure you have at least 7 hours of sleep at night, drinking water, adding more vegetables. Like every time you go to the grocery store, just pick a new vegetable, you know, or plan ahead and like get a recipe for a new vegetable that you've never tried before. I've been trying every time I go to the grocery store to get one or two new vegetables that aren't normally in my regular shopping list. And that's been really fun. Like I tried Jerusalem artichoke for the first time the other day, and it's almost like a water chestnut, so it's really great in stir fries. So just being creative, stepping outside the box, and just doing something small that's going to help you be consistent in that habit.
We're speaking with Danielle Golmakoff, owner of Glamour Girl. But do you also cut men's hair?
Yes. So it's just when I was coming about the name, I wanted something like very retro, and I found an Apple box from I think it was like 1940s that had this glamorous, you know, pinup girl on it with hair. Her hair was all done pretty with flowers, and it was U.S. made, high quality was like the picture of the writing, and so that's how I came up with Glamour Girl. But yes, we take care of men's haircuts here. And the stylist that I have working here with me, she's taking new clients and does a really amazing job with men's haircuts.
You were not taking walk-ins for a long time, and I know you're very busy, very successful. You're booked up months and months in advance, but now I see a sign just today that says walk-ins welcome. What's new?
Well, specifically for my stylist that I have here, she's building her clientele and growing that, and her name's Ariel Ashworth, and she's an amazing stylist and colorist, and so she's chosen this to be her salon home and is doing really well at growing her clientele.
You're still a young woman, so presumably you could run this business for many more decades, but I've heard rumors that that might not be your long-term plan. What do you see yourself doing in 5 or, say, 10 years from now?
Well, right now I've switched over to homeschooling my children, and so that's taking a huge part of my time. And I've been able to be very flexible here in my salon. And so I don't know if I see myself doing hair in the next, you know, in 10 years, but I know that like hair will always be a passion of mine. And so as long as I can keep that working with the other aspects of my life, with my children and my husband and his career, then I'm definitely will be enjoying that. But I see there's just so much more opportunities now with the dawn of the internet and all the online businesses, and I'm finding a real passion with helping people from every aspect of life and even in different countries, being able to help them with health and like a healthier lifestyle and more wellness being added to their life. So for right now, they both benefit, or they both coincide really well, and I don't see any drastic changes anytime soon.
So those regular customers of yours don't have to worry, oh, what am I going to do when Danielle's gone? You don't have definite plans yet to hang up your smock or whatever they call it?
No, I don't have any definite plans to do that, and I feel that worrying of the future just creates discontentment now. So I encourage all my clients just to rest in the fact that I am still here and owner of Glamour Girl Salon, and will try to serve them to my best abilities as I can.
Do either of your, not either, that sounds like there's two passions, but of the multiple passions you have in your life, does any of them pull you stronger than another? And I'm wondering if she's going to lean more towards health and nutrition or life coaching or hairstyling, or can you balance all of those balls and juggle them all at the same time?
Right now I feel like they're all pretty well balanced. My children definitely come first. And with my son going into kindergarten next year and my daughter entering in seventh grade next year, it's definitely going to take more of my time. But I have a really amazing homeschool community, so I'm feeling that I can balance it. And of course, online is definitely more conducive to working out of the home. But I also really love my time here in the salon because it helps give me schedule and order and structure. So I feel like everything is flowing really well, and the kids are older, so they can come here to the salon and be with me, and they're very well behaved, so I don't have to worry about, you know, unless you give one of them sugar, then they might run screaming around and all crazy, but for the most part they're well behaved and everybody loves seeing them here with me. So
a Golmakoff child would have too much sugar. I find that hard to believe.
Just a little bit of sugar will definitely send him over the edge.
Your appointment book is filled up at least half a year in advance, so it's a very successful business for you. What advice would you give to someone who wants to be as successful as you, whether it's in this kind of business or any other?
Really cultivate relationship with your clients in word of mouth and offer a refer a friend program, because that's really where, I mean, that's the simplest part of it. The basic part is just be consistent, show up when you say you're going to show up, be open when you say you're going to be open, and deliver amazing service every time. And that service is usually just being there and being like with the client, being present with your client, because you know, you could do hair and not really care about the person in your chair. But if you're willing to invest the time and be open to that person in your chair and give them, just taking care of them, nurturing them, loving them, that's really where I felt my business did really well. So just consistency. A lot of Port Townsend, in Port Townsend, it's a small community, so if you can earn their trust and deliver service and call them back and return messages, which I have to say, I'm not the best at returning emails or text messages, so thank you for your grace on that. But if you can be consistent with offering the service to your clients, then the word of mouth will grow, because people love to talk about something that they're getting value out of.
That's a great ending, but my last question is always the same. Is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you would like to add about any of this?
Yes. So one thing I'd like to add is that when you're a mom, you can lose yourself in your children, because you're serving your children and you're serving your family and you're feeling like the house needs to be kept up. And I just want to encourage you that whether you have kids or don't have kids, whether you are, you know, able to be at home or work, just to take the time to focus on yourself, whether it's just, you know, being able to step out of the house and go for a walk, turn on your meditation app and take 5 to 10 minutes of just quiet and peace to restore your mind and your nervous system. Not feeling guilty for pouring into your own cup, whether it be buying that program, deciding to, you know, go on that adventure, do that art class, whatever your heart's feeling like you need to do to fill your own cup, I just encourage you to do that, because it's so important, because you can't fill from an empty cup. And so when you can pour into your own life, you can so much more freely give and be a happier mother, wife, friend, whatever your stage of life you're in right now. It will help you to just live a more fulfilled life.
With glamour girl Danielle Golmakoff in her hair salon on Washington Street in Port Townsend, this is David Cunningham for KPTZ News. The Compass airs Mondays at noon and 5 p.m. with a repeat Saturdays at noon, exclusively here on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend.